Thanks, Doug, and thank you for your work. One of the things that most Americans don't realize is that those borders are simply as open as a 24-hour mall right now. People like Janet Napolitano sits behind her big desk in Washington and doesn't have a clue as to what's going on, and certainly we appreciate what you're going to be telling us.
Well, thank you, and certainly over the last couple of hours, I've enjoyed what you folks are saying. And you know, my point is right out of the gate is the border situation, the situation regarding illegal immigration. At its very core, at the heart of the issue, it is not a civil rights issue. It's not merely an economic issue or a cultural issue, and certainly it's not a racial issue. It is a national security issue, and every day that the border remains virtually open, the national security risk becomes exponentially greater every day, every hour of every day. And I speak with law enforcement authorities nearly on a daily basis. I've seen the reports, mostly law enforcement sensitive and some classified reports, about the activities at the southern border in particular. And I believe that if these reports were made public, I have to believe that the staggering statistics that are contained in these reports would cause people with normal sensibilities in this country to have nightmares. It is that dire.
Doug, let's talk about your experience with the illegal immigrants in the civil and criminal justice system. What's going on there?
Well, again, every day that I speak with law enforcement, it seems like 20 years ago, the issue of illegal immigrants in crime, whether it be simple white-collar crime such as identity theft, or the criminal aspects, murder, rape, drug activity. 20 years ago, it was not the predominant issue. Today, when we have nearly one in three immigrants living in the United States that are here illegally, it becomes an issue that is that every law enforcement office agency is affected. And the fact that Arizona now is the ground zero for this, the state's rights to enforce the immigration law, the existing immigration law, it's affecting, it has a ripple effect across the American law enforcement community. And it's interesting because, you know, the illegal immigrants that are in this country, although perhaps one might argue the bulk of them are not causing any trouble overtly, the fact is they are already criminals by being in this country illegally. And that's what the majority of law enforcement personnel I talk to who would, whether it's a simple traffic stop or whether it's an investigation into a crime, the fact that they have an illegal immigrant in custody creates a problem for them, a disposition problem for them, because more and more today now, the federal government is more reluctant to properly process and create a disposition for the people in custody. So it's just an amazing, it's counter to the security of our country, basically.
I mean, it's obvious that if you were a terrorist, you would watch how these people are flooding across the border, and you'd come the same way, Doug, wouldn't you?
Well, exactly. Simple statistics. In 2005, the Border Patrol apprehended 1.2 million illegal aliens. Now, of those, 165,000 were from countries other than Mexico. And of that 165,000, 1,200, now some reports say 650, but in actuality, 1,200 were from countries that are labeled special interest countries. In other words, Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan, countries that we need to take a look at. So you've got that many that have been caught, and an estimated 30 to 40% more than that number that have successfully made it across the border.
I mean, it's possible Osama bin Laden walked across the border and is in this country sitting around somewhere.
He could have came back and forth many times, absolutely. You know, in 2004, Time magazine reported that Sharif El-Masri, he had said that Al-Qaeda considered smuggling nuclear materials into the United States through Mexico. Al-Qaeda, other terrorist organizations know the vulnerabilities that we face with respect to the Mexican border in particular. And this is nothing new to Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist organization.
One of my favorite musicals, Doug Hagman, West Side Story, about gangs in New York, was a great musical. But when this thing was put together years ago, you know, I don't think the gang problem was nearly what it is today, is it?
Oh, not at all. Not to the extent. I mean, I early in the program, I think Dr. Corsi or someone mentioned the MS-13. MS-13, the activities now, according to federal reports, they are in every state in the lower 48 states. They have set up shop in major cities, and they're working in concert with other Hispanic gangs and other gangs in America. And the level of crime that this one group alone, MS-13 alone, is causing has caused the law enforcement agencies on the state and federal and even on the local level to issue numerous bulletins. And this is a group that we're going to have to, from a law enforcement perspective, have to deal with in the near term. It's vicious. They're vicious people, and they present a danger to every citizen in this country.
Explain MS-13. You Douglas, and then you, Frosty.
Well, go ahead, Frosty.
Mara Salvatrucha came out of Central America there, and these are literally sociopaths. They will kill anybody as a part of their deal. I'm sure many of you have seen them. They're covered with tattoos. The smarter ones certainly make sure that they can cover them up when they need to. But they're the ones that distribute drugs. They literally bribe businesses. They go into these cities. They make drug distribution points out of our own teenagers and other American citizens. They are just an ugly piece of work on the planet, and their influence and their numbers has grown here in the United States. When I wrote Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, I think they were only in like 33 states. And now, as Doug said, they're all over the country. And the reason they're all over the country is because of the U.S. Congress, led by Pelosi, led by Harry Reid, simply refused to guard the borders, along with President Obama. He is not guarding the borders, and you all know that he's not protecting American citizens. He's not following through with the Constitution. And so that's the reason the MS-13 gangs, and in fact, I think Doug also knows about the 18th Street gang in Los Angeles. It's about 20,000 illegal aliens, mostly in that gang, and they are the liaison with MS-13 for drug distribution in this country. And again, that's because our Congress, our president, simply refused to enforce immigration law.